Also in the news, government says it plans to expand the local export market to improve the economy. Ministry of Tourism reports strong interest from Barbadians looking to work with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs committing to ensuring safe environments for seniors, and a manufacturing company in Trinidad to lay off over 100 of its employees. I am Maurice Norville with the details in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. There has been yet another fatal shooting. Police have confirmed that a man was shot dead at Fairview Heights in St. George in the early hours of this morning. The incident occurred just after midnight. Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strawn, says that his ministry is focusing on ways to increase the level of exports from Barbados. Speaking at Caribbean Customs Law Enforcement Council's 44th annual conference, he said that the efforts are aimed at improving the economy.
We've been focusing so much on getting opportunities for growth in the domestic space to be able to scale up, obviously to be able to drive exports, because customs also facilitates exportation, and that is ultimately where we want to see what we're importing strategically, how we can replace that within the context of food security and those types of critical areas. We've started, but of course we've seen some significant disruption as it relates to the war and the pandemic. So we are using the data that we already have to be able to make decisions specifically within the agricultural space, because we want to be able to ramp up specifically to focus on how do we expand the export potential and grow the economy in a more sustainable way.
And Mr. Strawn said that they plan to create systems to share information, making it easier to move items across the region.
We want, as a region, to start to export and to pool our resources more in order to build greater sustainable economies within the context of the region. And therefore, as customs departments working across borders, it is going to be important for us to be able to share data in a timely manner in order to achieve important objectives. Building those systems of sharing that data and information, and ultimately turning it into the type of intelligence that means that our consumers in the region, our business community within the region, will understand more and a much better way how to move things around the region such that we can close those gaps that have existed for some time.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strawn. And Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, reports a strong interest from Barbadians to work with the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And she provided Starcom Network with an update on the employment opportunities between the government of Barbados and the cruise line.
Early up in the year, we were in Miami attending the Sea Trade Conference, and we signed the agreement with Royal Caribbean. Barbados has had an extraordinarily strong response from persons who are expressing an interest in working on the cruise ships. The pre-screening was being done during the course of last week, and thousands of Barbadians applied. There are still opportunities for Barbadians to continue to apply.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Yehu Wiltshire, says government remains committed to ensuring safer environments for the elderly, especially those suffering from dementia. And speaking during a panel discussion under the theme Dementia and Elder Abuse, organized by the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Mr. Wiltshire said that they've started by identifying and confronting some of the challenges affecting seniors.
We have identified the issues and challenges confronting the elderly. These include changes in family structure, declining support for families, an increase in age-related diseases, cost containment in health and social care, elder abuse, discrimination based on age, and lack of access to services, to name a few. The task is to move beyond these barriers and to identify opportunities for the continued development, participation, and security of older persons, including those with dementia. This means that the development of older persons cannot begin at the onset of old age or indeed retirement age.
And he also noted that there must be a change in the way elderly people and those with dementia are treated.
Let me hasten to add that while legislation is necessary, however, on its own it is not sufficient to protect the elderly. Along with legislation, there must be behavioral changes and the way that we treat our elderly. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, through the amalgamation of the social services, will certainly lead the way in bringing about changes through an enhanced suite of services aimed at ensuring our elderly citizens are treated fairly and that they have easy access to services. We will ensure that they are in safe and healthy environments.
That's Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Yehu Wiltshire. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs will soon begin a program to update the database of the elderly in Barbados. Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Corey Lane, was speaking during that panel discussion with the National Assistance Board on confronting elder abuse in Barbados.
We're asking all Barbadians to highlight for us information on elderly and the disabled in the society. This is to update our location, so where the elderly is, and that really is to ensure for disaster preparedness reasons, but also for where should services go and where should services be concentrated. It is also to allow us to have a database and so that we have connection with people in the community to report all forms of abuse and also to take suggestions on how we can have an improved situation with those aging in our society.
Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Corey Lane. And also speaking at that panel discussion, President of the Male Empowerment Association, Fabian Sargent, said he hopes the legislation will make a significant impact on the elderly.
But I hope that when that legislation comes, it speaks to a number of things, especially how the elderly finances are dealt with, how property is dealt with. I would like to see how we approach the whole concept of having a very strong monitoring system. Because while you have even the amalgamation of ministries, if that legislation is not strong enough to advance the development of the elderly, because that is what it is development, and we have to see it as a developmental process. If that legislation is not strong enough to really advance the development of the elderly, then we'll just be spinning top in mud, you know.
The manufacturing company Unilever Caribbean Limited says it will dismiss more than 100 workers as it closes its manufacturing plants in Trinidad and Tobago. In a statement, the company, a subsidiary of Unilever Overseas Holdings AG, said it had given official notice of retrenchment to 118 workers. The United Nations is warning that thousands of civilians are trapped in the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, with essential supplies running out, and many of them are sheltering in bunkers beneath the city's Azot chemical plant. The last bridge leading out of the city was destroyed in fighting earlier this week, effectively trapping its 12,000 remaining residents inside. In the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, we hear there's been yet another fatal shooting as police have confirmed that a man was shot dead at Fairview Heights in St. George in the early hours of this morning. Government says it plans to expand the local export market to improve the economy. Ministry of Tourism reports strong interest from Barbadians. to work with the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs commits to ensuring safer environments for seniors. I am Maurice Norville. Next edition of The Latest, 8:30 this morning. The 7:30 edition, in association with SagiCorp, wise financial thinking for life.